This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I think famed economist Thomas Sowell summed it up beautifully when he stated, "I can't think of a more stupid or dangerous way of making decisions than by putting those decisions in the hands of people who pay no price for being wrong." Well, for example, President Donald Trump's decision to impose tariffs on Mexico, America's biggest trading partner, is going to cause massive hardship in individual business and whole industries like the automakers, but it won't cost him a dime, and he won't feel the pain of paying thousands more for Mexican and Chinese goods thanks to his protectionist tariffs. Another example, hey, if the latest rise in minimum wage costs the lowest skilled workers their jobs, it's not going to be government or organized labor who pays that price. The anti-resource, anti-pipeline politicians don't pay a price for saying no to tens of billions in resource revenues because of the lack of pipeline capacity to transport about two-thirds of Canadian crude that, as a result, gets sold at a discount to world prices. I mean, at times last year, costing the economy as much as $75 million a day, and in turn, costing government billions in revenue, which puts pressure on social programs. On the big picture, our politicians aren't going to pay a price for ignoring unfunded pension problems that are just starting to come home to roost. And labor leaders will pay no price for pushing policies that undermine pension fund investments, which in turn hurts returns, thereby exacerbating the problem with underfunded pensions, even for union members. I mean, our leaders will pay no price for failing to adequately prepare for the massive financial demands in the healthcare system due to technological advancement and an aging population. The educational establishment will pay no price for being so slow to change public education for both children and adults in order to meet the challenge of the technological revolution that's both creating new job categories while eliminating others. And the result will be that children who do not have a family support system to help overcome the system's short-sightedness are going to get left behind. I think many will be doomed to live lives in a permanent economic underclass. I mean, our leaders don't pay a price, but it's important to know who does. Well, ironically, it's the vulnerable. It's low-income individuals without advanced education. The very people that our leaders promise to protect will be the ones paying the highest price. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.